It's certainly good to be with you again, and we're in John chapter 9 this morning. The Gospel of John chapter 9. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you and we lift up the name that's above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that the things that are spoken this day will be honoring and glorifying to you. We pray that thy beloved Son would be glorified. And Father, we know that as he is glorified, he always glorifies you, the perfect Lamb of God that came to pay for the sin of the world. We just pray in his precious name. Amen. Okay, we're in John chapter 9. If you recall the last time that I was with you, as we looked at John chapter 8, we saw at the beginning of that chapter, there was a woman taken in adultery. And we see there that the Lord, as he was speaking to those that was condemning her, he bent down upon the ground and drew with his finger, he wrote upon the ground. And we see there in chapter 8, verse 11, or rather 10, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw no one but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So we see there grace and yet instruction for the future, sin no more. But then the very following verse is the key to verses or chapters 8 and 9. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. So in chapter 8 and 9, we see this tremendous theme. For as we pick up in chapter 9, we see there's a man that was blind from birth. Jesus passed by and he saw this man. The chapter begins. Let's just pick up verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So we see here a man, physically infirm from birth, blind, such as we are spiritually. We are blind from birth. We're born sinners. And when we come to know Christ, we have been quickened, that is, made alive through Christ, made to see. And as we go through this chapter, we see how that the Lord gave this man his sight. If we'll drop down to verse 8, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, Is he like him? But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He says, I know not. So we see here that he explains what happened. The people that were around him could see a change in this man. Is not this the very fact of how it should be when we come to know Christ as our Lord and Savior? We that were blind and now can see spiritually, those around us should see a difference. They should see that this man walks different than he used to. As this blind man could now see, you and I, after we've come to Christ and the Lord has saved us, it's totally of the Lord. It is the Lord that gives us sight. When we yield our lives to him by accepting that we're a sinner and accepting that he is the only satisfactory payment for our sins, the Lord Jesus Christ, as he shed his blood upon the cross of Calvary, the only way, truth, and the life. So we see here a difference, and the people round about notice it. But what did the Pharisees do? How did they react? The religious rulers of that day. We pick up where it says in verse 13, they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how that he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed in due see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. As we have noted time and time again, chapters 5 to 11, we see that the continual attitude of these spiritual leaders of that day, when the Lord was walking about in his ministry, chapters 5 to 11, we see that the unbelieving Jews rejected him. We see that they sought to stone him, to persecute him. They sought to disbelieve and disprove his words. And we see here once again, someone was healed upon the Sabbath day, and they rebuked the very Lord of the Sabbath for doing so. A blind man was given sight, just like when we turn back and when we were back there in chapter 5, we see that there was a man that had been sick for some 38 years there at the pool of Bethesda, and he was healed. We see there that that was upon the Sabbath day, and there we see the very teaching came up about how the Lord Jesus Christ said that my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. He showed from the very action of his ability to heal someone and his willingness to do so on the Sabbath day that he was equal with the Father, that he had work to do that no one could do but he. He and the Father equal in works. So as we see in chapter 9, there was another miracle on the Sabbath day. That which was given for the Jews, which was fulfilled in Christ, we see here that they look to reject him for healing someone on the Sabbath. But having said that, we move on through the chapter, and we see that these ones continue to ask and seek and want to know more about this man receiving his sight. And they went to the parents of this very man, and they admitted that that was their child, but they said, he is of age, let him answer for himself. For they feared the Jews, and they feared that they could be put out of the synagogue. Back in those days and in this religious economy, as it holds true in strict religious backgrounds even today, such as in Israel, if you were to turn to Christ, then you would not only be rejected and disapproved, but it would mean you'd be put out. It would be as if a funeral had happened. They would reject you utterly. So we see here they were afraid that they would be put out of the synagogue. They did not want to answer for their son, but their son was willing to testify to what had happened. We pick up in verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. This blind man didn't know much about the background of the one that had healed him, but he does know. He did know at that very point that he could see. Imagine a man that had never seen the light of day, had never seen the sun come up or go down, had never been able to see that noonday sun that would be beating down upon his forehead. He could feel the heat, but he could not see the sun. Just think of how he could not see the trees and he could not see the rivers which he might would hear. He had never been able to touch and his hearing and his sight together, as we're so blessed most of us to be able to do. But yet now he could see. He knew that he could see. The very point here is a testimony, a witness tells what he knows. And he said, I don't know if this man's a sinner, but I do know this, that I can now see. He testified that this man did what he was said to be able to have done, and that is to heal a man even upon the Sabbath day. So we go on and see, if they were to reject this man for his testimony and cast him out of the synagogue. But then we see how this man were to come to know Christ in a greater way. He knew that he was able to heal himself, this one. But in verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. When he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. This is wonderful. We see, as others in the scripture, such as this man Paul, on the road to Damascus, as he was a zealous man, thinking he was serving the Lord, as he was persecuting the Christians. And we see as he was on that road to Damascus, his name was Saul at that point. And there was a light from heaven that blinded Paul to go along with his spiritual blindness. And then yet we see, as he spoke to the Lord, Who art thou, Lord? And the answer was, I am Jesus, the one whom thou persecutest. So we see from that point that Paul would receive his physical sight back. He was called Saul, and later he'd be known as Paul. We see there was a change, not only in the man's name, but in his spiritual ability to see. He went on, What must I do, Lord? And he went on to Damascus, and we see the great ministry of Paul thereafter. So we see as this man here, this blind man, he was told, who the Lord was, who the Son of God was, it was the very one who had given him sight, physical sight given to him, yet now we see that he believes in the one that gives spiritual life. We move on and see that he worshiped him immediately, just like with that one Saul. He wanted to know what to do. Once we come to Christ, and out of love for the one who has saved our soul, has put us on that road to eternity with him, in contrast to the road that we've been on all our lives of being separated from God for eternity, when we change masters and change what paths we're on, when we change what destiny we're on by him, bringing about that change in our heart, then we want to know, Lord, what would you have me to do? Well, it was immediate with this man. He worshiped him. You know, such as the Apostle Peter, when someone bowed down to him in the book of Acts, as to worship him, Peter would not receive worship. He said, I'm just a man, stand up. But when we see the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, God, manifest in the flesh. He was here on this earth. When one's bowed to worship him, he received it. For he was the very Son of God. Verse 39, And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin, but now ye say, We see. Therefore, your sin remaineth. The Pharisees piously thought they could see. but until they would acknowledge their sinful condition and their need for Christ as their Savior, until they would stop being hypocrites, the Lord said, "You have no sight." So we see here the question is given to us today, do we have spiritual sight, which only comes through Christ? We'll leave that question proposed to you today. We'll be back with you, Lord willing, next week, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.